This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
So now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing for a moment. Take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just let yourself relax and let go. Become more and more centered within yourself with each breath. Now take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with your breath. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now focus in your etheric body and your chakra centers and the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord from just below your feet all the way up just above the top of your head. The 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within each of you, starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep earth brown color. And as you focus on that chakra, feel the connection to the earth, to Gaia herself. The energy moves from your feet into that chakra and that chakra back up to your feet. And then all the way up to other chakras as you move up the ladder to your root chakra at the base of the spine. See that as a beautiful ruby red color, bright, brilliant ruby red. Moving up to the next chakra, orange. Big ball of orange. To the solar plexus area, big ball of yellow, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. To the high heart center, magenta, beautiful, beautiful magenta color. And up to the throat area, sky blue. See a bright, bright, brilliant blue sky. To your third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. Picture the night sky. Moving up to your crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Bringing all of the chakras together at their highest intensity colors and the highest vibration within each of those chakras. And literally feel the vibration in those chakra centers as you bring them all together, merging them all into one, into the soul star chakra. And once you have done that, you are now moving and being in your light body as you move your conscious knowing self into that light body, into the Merkaba light vehicle. They see that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. All of the colors inside the white, the brilliant white, all of the chakras merge together into the one. Now feel yourself lifting away from your physical body, in your astral and etheric body now. Just feel yourself beginning to float upward, completely protected by the light. Just move yourself out across the ocean. Just feel yourself over the ocean, over a beach, beautiful white sand beach. Nobody there except you as you float down to the sand. Feel your feet, your astral and your etheric feet. Just feel burrowing down into the sand, the warm sand. Feel the sunlight on your back. Come in touch with all of your senses. Your sense of touch, sense of smell as you smell the salt air. Sounds of the ocean waves. Sounds of seagulls overhead. Perhaps you would remember back to when you were much younger as a child, being on the beach, and remembering all of the wonderful sensations you had in your physical body then. You could, again, feel the sand, warmth of the sand, the sun, hear the seagulls overhead, gentle crashing of the ocean waves. All of your senses alive. Now, let yourself, within this scene, within this beautiful, beautiful beach scene, feel yourself merging with the water. Just walk down to the water. Feel your feet touching the water, water lapping over your feet, gentle waves coming in. Feel the consciousness of the water itself, the energy from the water. Just as, again, when you were younger or sometime when you've been along the ocean, you can feel that energy. Feel the peace, the calm, the oneness, how you felt in those times, how the ocean waves, the sunlight, the salt air, has a way of just bringing you into a centered sense within yourself. Feel that centering now. Feel yourself just merging with the water, merging with the sand, becoming one with the earth, one with Gaia. Feeling as she feels, sensing everything across the planet, becoming one. Feeling her heartbeat. Connecting as one. Now feel yourself as pure essence, as you are the earth, you are Mother Earth, you are Gaia, one with her. You can feel the energy of life everywhere, life all around you. You are that life. You are the plants, the flowers, the trees, the ocean, the breeze. One with it all, with the sky. Feel the oneness as you are that one. You are the source. One with the source. Source of all things. All life. Here on this planet. Let yourself expand. Feel the expansion. You become the entire planet. Once you are the entire planet, you are aware of your brothers and sisters, of the other planets in the solar system, each one being ensouled by a great being, just as you are the ensoulment of the earth, the Archangel Gaia. Now let yourself, wherever you find yourself, however expanded you find yourself, begin to bring yourself back from that immense oneness, back to your being, back on that beach, feeling your feet once again in the sand, feeling the sun's rays on your back, being back in your Merkaba light vehicle, and let yourself drift off up into the sky, off of the beach, and back towards your physical form. As you merge back in with your physical form, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back into your physical body, your astral and etheric, your higher bodies, feel it all merging back in. But do not let go of that sense of expansion that you may have felt even for a moment. You expanded far, far beyond the small you that you feel that you are, but know that you have never been that small you. have always been the expansion. You are the one. Always remember that. As you come back now into your physical body, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Still feel in that expansion within yourself. You are so much more than what you know of as yourself. And I am Kara. I come to be with you at this time, in these continuing times of great change that is upon you. Think of it as a volcano that has the bubbling lava building in pressure, more and more pressure, rising to the top until it suddenly explodes out through the top of the volcano. That is where you find yourself now, the bubbling part, as everything is rising, steam is rising, changes are all about you. Changes from the old third dimensional illusion to the new fifth dimensional reality is all coming, all building to a boil. Just as a volcano eventually blows its top, so too are you coming to that point as a collective here on this planet. Eventually, that explosion will happen. The top is completely blown off. Your third dimensional illusionary veil is completely blown away. Not just for those that have the eyes to see, ears to hear, but for all. All will witness the great change that is fast coming upon you. Always, of course, to be preceded by small changes, small dominoes falling, if you will. The larger domino is coming closer and closer. Falling. Think of it as if dominoes were set. There were smaller dominoes leading to larger dominoes. But even the smallest ones can topple the next larger one. And on and on. That visualization, because that is what is happening. You are in that process right now. Where the dark forces are going to test, the population as much as they can and provide as much fear and sadness and disconsolation if they possibly can keep you all on edge, keep you all feeling yourselves still in the third dimensional illusion. They want you to stay in this. Because this is all they know, all they can exist in. They cannot exist in the higher realms. They cannot exist in the higher vibrations. They are doing everything they can to keep the vibrations low. But you and the collective you are doing everything you can to raise the vibrations. And the forces of creation are right there with you. The angels, the archangels, the Ascended Masters, we the Galactics, the Agarthans, are all here working with you to bring these vibrations higher and higher. Cosmic Source itself is doing everything it can to raise the vibrations here without interrupting your free will. That is always the prime directive. Cannot go against your free will. Because your free will is asking more and more for assistance, that assistance is coming. You would be amazed how much that assistance has already been there for you over the many lifetimes that you have been here and over the many millennia that you have been here. You being humanity. So as always, it is becoming more and more important for you to trust. Trust in the plan. Trust in the universal plan. It is in these times, in these moments, bringing about the great changes that are upon you. Moving more and more to the great changeover. I am Kara, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And know that we, the Galactics, we, those that are watching over you, those that are assisting in whatever ways that we can, we are all prepared and ready to move at a moment's notice when that notice is given.
Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And we are here to assist you and to continue to be of service and when we can answer your questions. And know that if you do not ask the question, then you do not receive the answer. So always ask, and you shall receive. And with that, we ask you if you do have any questions. You can unmute her now and ask your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Yes, yes.
I've just been pondering about this. What's the difference between the soul, the mind, and the brain? I'm just wondering, when we think to ourselves and ask ourselves questions, etc., which one is talking?
My goodness, that is a very complicated question, dear Thomas. But know that the brain is not what your science has come to tell you what it is, for the brain is part of the mind, and the mind is part of the soul, and all of it works together. But know that the soul continues on forever. There is no end to the soul, and the mind is the builder within the soul. You see, The mind is the builder throughout the many lifetimes that you have and those that you are still yet to come. So do not think of the brain, though, as anything more than a computer within you. And that computer needs to be programmed. And it has been programmed over many, many lifetimes that you have been here. But the programming that you have had is changing. You are changing it. Your mind is changing it. You see? The mind is the builder. Always remember that. Do not listen to the brain. Listen to the heart, which is part of the mind. And all is part of the soul creation. Okay?
Well, that's a good explanation, except I'm just not sure exactly which one is talking to me when I'm hearing answers to my questions.
Depends on which one you are listening to. Are you listening to the brain, which is the programming, or are you listening to the heart, which comes from the deeper mind and soul level? See?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. I think I've got it, but not quite.
You will get it when you are ready to get it.
Okay.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question, please.
Yes.
In our earlier discussion, we were talking again about Archangel Michael's Sword of Blue Flame. And as tools to use for these upcoming changes, and perhaps more specifically, the next round that humanity may go through with masks and things and et cetera. But along with all the tools that we have been given with the tools of protection, is there something else that the council could offer to us that we could add for these upcoming changes and to keep it not only for ourselves, but then to spread it for the Earth and the solar system in our vision?
Dear sister, you have already been given every tool that you could possibly need at this point in your vibrational frequency. You see, until your vibrational frequency increases more and more and more, the tools that you have are exactly what you need now. Just choose which one you are using. For when your vibrational frequency does increase enough, then those tools will no longer be needed. You see? Just continue to raise your vibration with whatever tool comes to your being here. Okay?
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Vida.
I'm sorry. I've had this question for a long time, and I don't know if it's a proper one for you to give us, but it's about the state of Utah, which I dwell. And on the northern part of Utah, there's a place called the Skinwalker Ranch or the Skywalker Ranch. And there had many owners of that ranch, and they've sold a couple times because of these instances that happen, that these strange animals appear, or there are slaughtering or killing these cows, and there's no blood around, and that they're taking the blood from them, and they have scientists now going there trying to figure out what's happening. And they came on the history show that I've been watching that there's a black hole that they have discovered, a portal that I thought was possibly a portal. Now, is this true, that there is a black hole and that these are coming from other dimensions?
What we can tell you, first of all, dear one, is don't get what you call wrapped up within the illusion. Yes, it is true what you are saying here. There is a portal there, and it does open up to nefarious beings and such as this. But it is not to be of concern for you. For as the vibrational frequency continues to increase, those particular portals, wherever they might be, and there are other ones throughout the planet, will close. And they are already in process of closing by various ones that are working in this area where they can indeed close those portals. There have been ones that have opened in Africa and other places throughout the planet, as we say here. So again, though, do not become wrapped up within the illusionary system there. It is not necessary for you to focus on that, because all that does for you is lower your vibration, you see?
Okay. Thank you. I'll remember that. I shall do that. Thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes. I heard that September 23rd, I believe, from a number of sources whom I considered positive, that there was going to be some kind of significant event. And I wondered if this, like, astrologically or physically on this planet, I wondered if that had anything to do with the great event or the flash in some way, how it was related.
What we can tell you is there are many things leading to the great solar flash and the event and all of these. But to give a time frame in terms of date for your September 23rd, we cannot do that. Because, again, it is all about free will and consciousness. And as the collective consciousness changes in every single moment, every single thought changes the collective consciousness. And when you come to fully realize that and understand that, then time frames become pretty much non-existent for you, for you do not focus on time any longer. Time is eternal. So do not think in terms of a finite time frame here, okay? We cannot be more specific than that at this point. We are not allowed to share in terms of dates and time frames such as this.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions? We take one or two more, and then we need to release them.
Hey, greetings, Moses here.
Yeah.
I wanted to understand what was recently said by a master transmission that the goal, and the only goal, is to get us to remain in our center and go within, and that is the goal and the purpose of all these messages and all these channelings, and I was wondering if that is the goal, the ultimate goal, for us just to remain in the center of the earth. How do we actually help? How do we actually help to create the change we want to see? Thank you.
Please understand that every single thought that you have brings about change, whether it is to lower vibration or raise vibration. All thoughts create vibration, and all of that vibration leads to either higher consciousness or lower consciousness, in speaking about the collective consciousness here. So just keep your positive thoughts. Keep remaining out of the illusion. Be aware of what is going on, but do not become involved in it. Do not become attached to it. Do not allow it to lower your vibrations. And as long as you do that, then you are doing something to assist the whole here. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes. Then we are done for the time, and we just want to suggest to you to keep out of the illusion as much as you possibly can. Keep your vibrations high, think about that, and be that. Be in a higher vibration. Be the higher vibration. And as you do that, your consciousness will remain higher and higher and higher. And as your consciousness raises, so too does the collective consciousness across the planet.
I think Linda has a question.
Oh, yes, yes. There was
yes,
one question.
Yes, thank you. So quickly, the question is, what group will be the first to get their crystalline light body? Thank you.
The question was actually, which group will receive their light body? And you are not receiving it. You are transforming it. There is nothing to receive. It is not like you come to a graduation point and all of a sudden now you're given your light body. You are transforming what you are now, just as you do in your meditations, when you bring the chakra centers together into your light body. That is formation. And when it fully transforms, not just within your visualization, but within your being, then you are your crystalline light body. You see? That is ascension. And those that are ready to be in that higher vibration permanently are the ones who will transform into the crystalline light body before the others. See? That is all. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.